David Sacks exits as White House crypto czar with key legislation. Still on the table? David Sacks is no longer the White House crypto czar. The role ended this week after Sacks hit the 130 working day limit imposed on special government employees under federal ethics rules, a constraint that congressional Democrats had flagged publicly in recent weeks. He confirmed the transition in a Bloomberg interview on March 26, 2026. Sacks moves to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, PCAST, alongside Michael Kratsios, the White House Science and Technology Advisor. The council's roster reads like a tech industry summit. Mark Andreessen, Sergey Brin, Michael Dell, Fred Ersum, Coinbase co-founder, Jensen Huang, Lisa Su, and Mark Zuckerberg all hold seats. The 130-day clock that forced the move federal law caps special government employees at 130 working days within a 365-day period. Sacks took on the AI and crypto czar title at the start of the Trump administration in January 2025 and operated as a policy coordinator without a formal Senate confirmation. Democrats in Congress had begun questioning whether he had already exceeded the limit, creating political pressure that made the transition inevitable. As co-chair of PCAST, I can now make recommendations on not just AI, but an expanded range of technology topics, Sacks said in his Bloomberg appearance. The phrasing is worth noting. He mentioned AI. He did not mention cryptocurrency, what Sacks finished, and what he left behind. The czar role was never a permanent position, but the pace of unfinished work makes the timing awkward. Sacks helped reshape the administration's posture toward digital assets, pushing back against the Biden-era enforcement-first approach and advocating for legislation that would give the industry clearer rules. Completed or in motion, the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve Executive Order directing the government to hold seized BTC rather than auction it. Multiple crypto summits at the White House, replacing the adversarial tone of the prior administration, public advocacy for the Genius Act, stablecoin regulation, and the Clarity Act, market structure, still unresolved. The Genius Act has not passed. Key votes are scheduled for April, with a May deadline that looks increasingly tight. Market structure legislation, originally targeted for the administration's first 100 days, remains in congressional debate. A permanent crypto advisory council never materialized. It was replaced by periodic summits and an internal digital assets working group. Funding for additional Bitcoin purchases beyond seized assets is unclear. No successor or replacement for the crypto-specific policy role has been named. The lack of a named successor is the biggest open question. Without a dedicated crypto coordinator in the West Wing, the legislative push falls to Congress and the agencies themselves. The SEC has already begun reshaping its stance under new leadership, but agency action without a White House quarterback risks fragmentation. PCAST is powerful, but it is not the same job. PCAST is an advisory body, not an operational one. It produces studies and recommendations. It does not draft executive orders, coordinate between agencies, or lobby Congress. Sacks will have influence through the committee's prestige and his personal relationships, but the day-to-day policy machinery he operated as czar does not transfer. The committee's expanded scope, covering AI, quantum computing, nuclear power, and advanced technologies, also means crypto competes for attention with issues that carry larger federal budgets and broader political consensus. AI regulation alone could consume the committee's bandwidth for years. For the crypto industry, the practical question is whether the Genius Act and market structure bills can clear Congress before midterm politics take over. The legislative window narrows every month, and the loss of a dedicated advocate inside the White House makes the timeline harder to hold. Where this leaves the market, crypto prices were already under pressure before the news. Bitcoin traded at $68,891 as of March 27, 2026, down 3.2% over 24 hours. ETH fell 4.6% to $2,065, and SOL dropped 5.3% to $8,670. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 29, firmly in fear territory. The Sacks transition did not cause the sell-off, but it removes one source of policy optimism at a time when the market has few others. The broader signal is that crypto's window of favorable White House attention may be narrowing. Sacks was the most visible crypto advocate in the executive branch. His replacement has not been named, and the administration's attention is shifting toward AI, trade policy, and an election cycle that will dominate the second half of 2026.